Thank you and good morning. The afternoon session of today's Board of Supervisors meeting will be taken up with discussion on whether or not the county will enter into agreements to purchase more than 1,000 acres from Green Diamond in the Cutton area, known as the McKay Tract. County staff recommendations are that the county purchase the land with the use of grant funding, a proposal that would not affect the general fund's bottom line, according to Supervisor Rex Bone.
We've got a 50-year plan that shows that this is going to be a net asset after the first 20 years. Trust for Public Lands, who is the facilitator of buying the lands and getting all the grants and then transferring it to us, has given us a $125,000 kickoff grant to help us, you know, bridge this a little bit. We think we're going to get community involvement. I was quoted the other day, it's going to take a lot of work to make it work, but I'm committed to it, and I think there's a lot of other people committed to it.
One issue that remains unresolved could involve the city of Eureka and past proposals that the city annex Cutton. Bone said that would have no effect on the community forest.
The McKay Tract Forest will still stay under the guidance and ownership of the County of Humboldt. That's the one thing I've been guaranteed. But that does not stop the city of Eureka's involvement nor its partnership going forward in developing the McKay Forest into what we consider is going to be a great recreational opportunity, educational and environmental opportunity for us all as a working forest.
Any loans or other costs incurred by the county will be offset by future proceeds from logging sales under a joint timber management plan. The McKay Tract agenda will dominate today's meeting, but the supervisors will also hear a proclamation announcing Godwit Days, courtesy of Supervisor Mark Lovelace, a proclamation raising awareness of sexual violence from Supervisor Sundberg while recognizing Two Feathers Family Services and their work on the issue, and a proclamation recognizing National Emergency Telecommunicators Week, which honors the work of emergency dispatchers. Information about a missing woman is needed. Dave Silverbrand has more.
The family of a 39-year-old Humboldt County woman is worried about her. They've not heard from Jacqueline Joanne Sullivan for 2 months, nor have any of her friends heard from her. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies are helping to find the woman reported missing by her mother. Her mother said she has medical problems and needs treatment. She is 5'6", 150 pounds, brown hair, in shoulder-length ponytail, and brown eyes. She wears glasses. She drives a 2002 Toyota Tacoma. If you see Jacqueline Joanne Sullivan, contact the Sheriff's Office at 445-7251.
Thank you, Dave. Two new Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies were sworn in at a ceremony at the courthouse on Monday. Both deputies are locals, 21-year-old Marcus Walker of Arcata and 21-year-old Ben Filippini of Hydesville. Both are graduates of the College of the Redwoods Police Academy. Walker is an Arcata High School graduate, and Filippini is a Ferndale High graduate. They were both members of the 112th Police Academy class at Redwoods. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Humboldt State community is still dealing with the effects of last week's deadly crash on I-5 that claimed the lives of 10 people, five of them prospective students, on their way to visit the campus, along with an employee for the university, Arthur Alzaro. What if a mass casualty event like that happened here on the North Coast? Are emergency services prepared? Humboldt Bay Assistant Fire Chief Bill Gillespie answers with a resounding yes.
Humboldt Bay Fire, we've got up to five units that we could throw at it, four engines and a ladder truck, plus duty officers. Arcata, right off the bat, could roll three engines at it, plus both sides go to a recall of off-duty personnel or volunteers to continue.
The need for mutual aid in our region is demonstrated every time there's a major fire in Eureka or Arcata, and help can come from all over, according to Gillespie.
And then through the mutual aid, we can tap, we've got the potential to tap Cal Fire, Blue Lake, Fieldbrook, you know, Lolita, Fortuna to the south. The same thing would happen with ambulances. We've got a certain number of ambulances in Eureka. They've got a couple of ambulances in the Arcata area. We'd have the potential to pull out of Fortuna, and we could reach farther if we had to.
When it comes to mutual aid, our region benefits from a few factors, including the presence of the Coast Guard, as well as other federal and state agencies that can assist local departments if needed during a mass casualty incident. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.